Good morning, everyone. Thank you. It's great to be back in our council chambers again. So fingers crossed this will be ongoing. The mayor advises the meeting and members of the public that council meetings, not including closed sessions, are audio recorded and published on council's website. I acknowledge the traditional owners of this land, the Tasmanian Aboriginal people, past, present and future. Present, we have Deputy Mayor Allwright, Councillor Bowden, Councillor Honour, Councillor Poore, Councillor Cassidy, Councillor Bailey, Councillor Campbell, General Manager and Janet taking minutes. Apologies? None?
Anthony's coming.
Has he sent an apology? No, he hasn't.
No apologies.
Pecuniary interest declarations. In accordance with Regulation 87 of the Local Government Meeting Procedures Regulations 2015, the Mayor requests councillors to indicate whether they or a close associate have are likely to have a pecuniary interest, any pecuniary or pecuniary detriment or conflict of interest in any item of the agenda. Mayor Campbell.
Yeah, I just, with the agenda item in regards to the Hatch funding applications, I'm a council rep on Hatch.
Thank you. Anyone else?
I'm more vice chairman, Mayor.
Thank you. Anyone else?
And I'm a proxy, council proxy.
Thank you.
It's on 17.13 and 17.14.
17.13 and 17.14. Thank you. Could I have a mover to go into the closed session of the meeting, please?
Yeah.
Councillor Honour, Councillor Bailey. For second. We shall now go into closed committee. You have your council agenda there of the closed session. Councillor Cassidy.
Yep.
Councillor Bailey. All against, that is. Okay, we're open to the public and we have no one in the public arena at this stage. That was a beneficial presentation from Dion Lester from Legat. Very good, I thought. Okay. There are no deputations. Public question time. No one here. Number 8, mayoral commitments. 8.1, councillor commitments. 8.2, general manager commitments. 8.3, deputy general manager's commitments. 9, notification of council workshops held. Budget meeting workshop in Hamilton. We did have two, but the other one was on the previous agenda. Yes. Future workshops, nil. Did we have a future workshop or did I dream it? No, I don't.
I think you dreamt it.
Okay. Mayoral announcements. I just have another letter from the Minister for Finance, Infrastructure, Transport, Construction, Housing, Science, Technology, etc., Minister Ferguson. This is in regard to the Shannon River Bridge. Dear Mayor Triffitt-Lewin, thank you for your letter on the 23rd of April 2021 regarding the Shannon River Bridge on the Highland Lakes Road at Myena and for passing on the very thoughtful observations and suggestions from Mr. and Mrs. Quigley. Based on a further assessment on the area arising from your correspondence, the Department of State Growth has advised me that it intends to write to the Commissioner for Transport to request that the 80k speed limit be extended by about 800 metres to cover the Shannon River Bridge and its approaches. Highland Lakes Road currently has an 80k speed zone that runs for about 6 metres through Myena. The 80k speed limit starts approximately 400 metres to the west of the bridge. Speed limits can only be changed by the Commissioner for Transport and only once an application has been received by the relevant road manager. The department is also arranging for giveaway markings to be added on the westbound approach to the bridge to reinforce the current traffic management arrangements The existing warning signs, which are old and show some signs of vandalism, will also be replaced. If the Commissioner for Transport approves the speed limit change, the new speed limit signs will be installed at the same time as the warning signs. Other signage on the approach to the bridge have been checked and found to conform with the relevant Australian standards, and giving the comparatively low volume of traffic using the road, the current arrangements are considered fit for purpose. Due to the current low volumes of vehicles and other traffic, the clear sight distance and adequate signage, the department currently does not intend to upgrade Shannon River Bridge to two lanes at this time. Should traffic volumes grow significantly in the future, the department will consider upgrading the bridge. I trust this information clarifies the matters you've raised. Regards, Michael. So Councillor Honour was talking to me this morning. There has been some changes made, Councillor. Could you fill us in, please?
Yep. Friday, when I went home with the bus, there was a truck putting moving signs. So the 80 has now been moved south of the bridge. There's a new sign up on the giveaway at the end of the bridge in big letters, says one lane bridge, lot one lane.
Right.
And I couldn't read all the others this morning, but I'm going to take photos on my way home. I'll stop and take photos.
Thank
of
you.
What they've done.
So Minister Ferguson has had some of these already.
Yeah, they were done on Friday.
Excellent.
Let us know if it's any good. It's done any good.
Right. Okay. Alrighty, so we note that that letter was read, and thank you Councillor for the feedback. Number 11 minutes, number 11.1, receival minutes of the draft minutes of the ordinary meeting on the 18th of May. A mover please, Councillor Honour, seconder, Councillor Cassidy. For, against, carried. Confirmation of minutes of the ordinary meeting held on the 18th of May. Mover please, Councillor Campbell, seconder, Councillor For. Those four against, carried. Receival draft minutes of the Central Highlands Visitor Centre Management Committee. Move it please, Councillor Honour, seconder. Councillor Cassidy, those four against, carried. Receival draft minutes of the audit panel. Move it please, Councillor Campbell, seconder. Councillor Orr, four against, that is carried. Business arising is 12. 13 is the Dylan Catherine Project Report. Joseph was going to be here, but hearing she's not well, so you have the report there anyway. Are there any comments on the report? Sorry, I haven't moved it. Could I, Councillor Bailey will move that. Second, Councillor Honour. For, against. Second, Councillor Honour. Yep. Carried. And you receive. Food, restoration, conservation, any comments on the report? No? No? Councillor Bowen?
It could have better photos.
Better photos?
Well, there's a picture of somebody planting three trees in some long grass, which could be anywhere really.
Now, I'm disappointed, Mayor, that the Dylan Catchment Project still has not got a lot of projects at the bottle end of the catchment. And you know, when we've had numerous discussions, it was suggested that would be adopted and more would be picked up here, but I'm not seeing that reflected in the workload the last couple of years, and I'm missing things.
Councillor
Orr,
then Campbell.
They've got a very extensive weed management program, particularly up north of Bothwell.
Mm.
They do a lot of council
weed side spraying around Bothwell.
I reported weeds to them that haven't been actioned, and she said that.
Well, yeah, but just because there's one weed somewhere, it's got to be, it's got to be like strategically important, and they can't do anything on the Clyde until they can get some money, the grant money. Like, that doesn't, you know, unless the council wants to stump up the money to clean the Clyde up, for example. So, I don't think that's a very accurate assessment.
Councillor Campbell, then Cassidy.
Oh, I was just going to say that...
in addition to the agricultural best practice, sorry, in addition, they run them at Bothwell.
Yeah, I mean, it's not just what they do with those grants. I know we've engaged them privately to do some tree work on our farm. So they're doing things privately in the area as well. And it's not just, which is also having an impact on the environment, positive impact.
I've had them spraying today.
Councillor Cassidy.
Yes, I'd like to ask Jim, is there anybody at the NRM pursuing grant money for working on the Clyde?
Yeah, all the time they're looking. They've got, for example, down the Tyena, but they had inland fisheries chasing them as well, and they put some of their own money into inland fisheries, and then the government came forward, but there's just no, we've got a community action grant to put clean up the Clyde at Hamilton. That was, what, 6, 8 years ago or whatever. Community Fund or whatever it's called. There's a flood recovery one to clean up the ewes, but there's been no... Like, you can't make the government pay.
Any other questions? OK. We'll move on to 14, Finance Report. Mover, please. Councillor Wannan, seconded. Councillor Corn. Four against, carried. You have the finance report, meeting read, bank reconciliation. Alright, 14.1 is a motion for the audit panel, a recommendation that the council consider options around the rate increase to reduce the deficit. Moved by Councillor Allwright, seconded by Councillor Bailey. For, against, carried. 14.2, adoption of the annual budget estimates. That council by absolute majority adopt the 2021-22 annual budget as presented. Moved by Councillor.
I've removed the recommendation there.
Second by Councillor Campbell. For, against, that is carried.
What are we voting on?
A big fund.
I don't understand the annual budget estimates. We're just saying that that's occurred.
Adopt the budget.
Correct. Mm-hmm. We've spent 2 days in workshops working on this, and it was agreed by council that the rates.
But I voted against it.
You did.
I'm going to vote against it.
Okay, well, what I'll do with that one, I'll just record the fors and against. Well, Councillor Allwright is for.
So we're 14.3?
I'm sir.
Two.
Yep.
Councillor Allwright is for. This is 14.2. It was moved, seconded by Councillor Bailey. It's for. Councillor Campbell for or against?
For.
Councillor Cassidy for or against?
I'm against 14.2.
Thank you. Councillor Paul for or against?
For.
Councillor Honour for or against?
For.
Councillor Bowden for or against?
I was against that much increase.
Against? Councillor Archer for or against?
No, I'm against me.
We've got Councillor Allwright and myself is for. So it is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 3. So it's carried. And as I said, the where are we now? The annual budget was moved by Councillor Allwright, second by Councillor Campbell. I'll take 4.
I thought he just did.
Thought it was 14.2.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's 14.3.
14.3.
14.3.
That's the one I'm on now.
Yep.
That's all right.
Just one question.
I know that the recommendation was to increase the rates by 3.5%.
This is not for discussion. This was discussed 2 days workshop.
No. It's a spelling or a type thing I just want to clarify. And it talks about the rates going up by 3.5 cents in the dollar. Is that just a coincidence or is there something?
It's up 3.5% on the...
No, but we increased it by 3.5%.
The rates.
But then it says, the wording says that the rates will be 3.5 cents in the...
Oh, time. That's just a coincidence. That's just the sense it says.
It's confusing.
Okay, so I will now continue with the recommendation. It was moved by Councillor Allwright, second by Councillor Campbell. I will take fors and against, obviously.
Well, which one are we doing, the rate resolution?
14.3. Excuse me.
14.3, we're doing that.
Yeah, 14.2,
yeah.
Isn't it?
No, we've done 14.2.
No, 14.2.
No, sorry. 14.3.
We're up to the rates resolution.
Yep. So that was moved by Councillor Allwright, is that correct?
I'll move it now. Yeah.
Second by Councillor Campbell. Four. Is there any against?
I'm against.
Against Councillor?
14.3 against.
Councillor Cassidy and Councillor Archer, Councillor Bowden. So that is 6-3 that goes through, 14.4 annual plan that counts.
Can I just ask General Manager a question regarding that? For the fire service resolution, fire service contribution in that thing, you've got land within the Bothwell Volunteer Brigade is rated slightly higher than all the other land. Is there a reason for that?
We rate according to what the Fire Commission tells us we have to raise. Ah. So they have, you need to raise this much in that area and the rest is all other land. This is what you've got to raise. But the minimum, the both is
minimum 42. Is both 42, but
it's been like it for years.
I haven't picked that up before, but it's odd that there's a different rating for the Bothwell and that.
Yeah. 14.4 annual plan that council adopt the 2021-22 annual plan. Mover please, Councillor Honour. Seconder, Councillor Bailey. Those four. Any against? That is carried. 15 is development and environmental services report. May I have a mover please? Councillor Campbell, Councillor Honour. Those four. Any against? That is carried. We're looking at 15.1 as the Waiatina Hall. That's for discussion. So Graham will talk to this. You would have read your homework on the Waiatina Hall, no doubt. There's a number of photos showing the condition inside and outside of Waiatina, which was taken on Thursday the 3rd of June. Welcome again, Graham. We're just on out the Waiatina Hall. Yep, thank you.
The Waiatina Hall. Adam had a visit to the site and took some photos last week. So you can see some photos in there, a bit of junk and stuff flying around everywhere. We don't know whose things they are. I would assume that when David was running it up there with the social committee and that, David McMillan, there's probably a lot of it's from there, but you know, and out in the foyer, obviously there's chairs and that type of thing. But our concerns are with the actual state of the building. A little bit of leaking in that squash court where it's rotted out that floor and that type of thing again. But and one concern is correspondence from some guys that are working with the hydro. They're basically were using it to play a bit of basketball or do something. We don't know who opened the doors or who's got keys or whatever.
That's it.
I'm thinking that maybe we need to maybe change locks at the minute until we decide what we're going to do, whether we work with the hydro so they can still use half of it, maybe close the squash courts off or whatever it is. But I think the main thing to do first up is let's stop people accessing the building itself. So.
Well,
Councillor Bowden. We do own the building, that part of it, the squash courts, the gymnasium, the foyer, the toilets. We still don't know about that one, but we do maintain them and pay for a bit of maintenance and that type of thing on them. The tavern itself, they do use the toilets, obviously, but I don't even know if the tavern's operating at the moment as well. They were in and out. I don't think the shop was even. Was the shop open the other day, Adam, as well?
No, the shop is closed. Tavern's open those hours. I think it's about 6 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Look, but don't get us wrong. I think in the next few months it's probably going to take off. There'll be no doubt about that. So probably let's get these locks done first so we know we can stop people going in. Who's going to clean it up? That's something we'll have to work on, and whose stuff is it?
For a short term, we just lock it up with a note on the door?
I believe so.
We need a motion for that.
With a phone number.
Councillor Ford?
Yeah, I'm happy to move a motion if we change the locks.
I'll second that.
With a note, with notice?
Yeah, with notification. That,
notification.
And a little bit more on that. We did have a contact with a lady at Hydro to ask them about that. Taking it over, I think she sort of got us wrong a bit, thinking that, you know, there was big money wanting for it. It sort of wasn't in their budget, she said, this year to talk about it, but maybe down the track. But as Adam said, maybe it could be a lease agreement that they could lease it off us if Hydro are going to be working in the area for another 5 years or so.
Why don't you just give it back to them? You don't want You're saying you don't want it. Yeah. We got that for nothing.
Long term, if we get that fancy bike track that we're dreaming of, that it might be very handy for something, some use. So I'd like to just...
So we'll lock it up. Let's get it secure. Try and get it cleaned up, whether I can arrange with Jace and that for, but like those chairs and that type of thing, obviously you wouldn't want to get rid of them because, you know, they could be used in there.
Yeah, possibly we'll do minor repairs to the roof just to keep water out.
Look, possibly. It really does need a re-roof, but at this stage you're not prepared to put your hand up.
If we could just make the building so it's not getting any water.
Yeah, we'll work on that bit around the squash court, but we'll close it up and we'll work on it sort of over the next few
days. So I go back to the motion. Can I ask you, Lynn, was it you or Janet that put the motion? Did you write something?
Oh, I've just got Councillor Falk, Councillor Cassidy, Council changed locks on the doors. And a notice be placed to say a notice on the door be placed to say it's closed.
Thank you. Okay, so that was a motion moved by Councillor Ford, second by Councillor Cassidy. Those for the motion? Is there any against the motion? That is carried.
Can I ask another question? We had a motion from, let's say, last month or the month before that we talked to Hydro, so that's still stands.
We'll still liaise with them. I mean, if we get that cleaned up and the fellas must be living up there in one of the, or two of the houses up there at the moment. So
I'd like to see it fixed up and used by the public.
Be good.
Looks to be a good facility. Why don't we just fix it?
We're sitting on it at the moment, but hopefully it won't happen.
It was just a concern over the last 5-6 years, and just no one was using it whatsoever, you know, so it's just
good. Looks good though.
Just to close the doors at the moment, it's more as a safety thing to my understanding, right?
Correct.
Okay, 15.2 Dunrobin Road, Norman.
Well, another option would be seeing the caravan park change hands, and you talk to the owners of the caravan park, they might want to lease it as an area that they could use during wet weather for people using the caravan park.
Another option. Another option, Adam?
So we could...
I think it's a fantastic good facility. Wish it was in Bothwell or Hamilton.
Yeah, we can look at all options, I would think. Road naming. It's a shame it's not dual naming, actually. there's a recommendation there that SFM Forest Products be advised council are supportive of their proposal in officially naming the Dunrobin Road, noting that this is not a council road.
I talked to Jace with this one, and Jason hasn't got a worry with this, obviously, because it isn't a council road, but to all loggers and that type of thing, they've always known it as Dunrobin Road in that area. So just for that purpose of safety and whatever it is, if anybody needs to go there, is to have it actually named. So it was just a recommendation that we do support that.
So we're just supporting that.
Oh, exactly.
Councillor Cassidy and...
I missed it.
Who seconded that? Councillor. Councillor Cassidy, Councillor Allwright. Those four? Any against? That is carried. 15.3, waste recycling. There is a recommendation.
I've got a quick question on that, will
you? Sure.
What's an actual grant deed mean? Yeah, we're agreeing to the MOU, which was discussed with us this morning. What's a grant deed mean?
Mm-hmm. Oh, they must be getting some money.
Yeah, there's a grant, $95,000, which goes off to groups, which will be that southern group, mm-hmm. that it's for education and that type of thing. For, I would imagine it's schools and communities to basically push the issue of the recycling. So it's money coming from state government, I would imagine. So it's through the EPA has agreed to provide. So the EPA, which is part of state government.
Does that help, Councillor Archer?
I guess so, Mayor. With most of these grants, they're tied. You know, that there is a requirement that we do X or Y or Z. And I just wondered if... I imagine Bev's looked at it and signed off on it, but it'd just be nice to know what we're agreeing to, really. I couldn't see the grant deed, didn't think perhaps it's there. There's one thing that Leon didn't comment on this morning.
Mm. I think this is something different to what we think waste is, a sort of a parallel to the thing to what we
discussed this morning.
Well, the words there are to provide support to local government and regional waste groups to continue their targeted education. How much they put into TV advertising and that type of thing.
I personally would like more advice on, you know, just what is acceptable to be going in the recycle bins to be distributed with just council newsletters or something. There seems to be confusion between councils about what actually should be going into some recycling.
So, Councillor Archer, are you asking for deferral?
No, not at all. No, I don't think you should hold it up. I mean, it sounds like, you know, they give you some money for nothing. Thanks very much. But it does raise the question that we should be perhaps providing some education to all our ratepayers in terms of what ought to be going into general waste as opposed to recycling annually. You know, so that, you know, different household, younger people coming in, there's an update of what the expectations are. Mm-hmm. And a lot of new products now that weren't recyclable a couple of years ago have become made of timber products, this sort of stuff that would be considered now recyclable.
Maybe that could be something for the rates flyer or something.
And if I can, through the chair, I think you're correct in what you say, because they've pushed along those ones now with the markings on there, don't throw it.
Exactly.
And that type of thing. So it's along those lines with this, is that more education bit.
It does help us because it doesn't get thrown beside the road. Things are a bit hard. People just either throw it all in general waste or discard it before it gets to waste.
So the recommendation, the council review and confirm they are comfortable with the rethink MOU and grant deed. If no response is received, it will be taken as approval. So,
yeah.
Yep. So, could I have a mover for that? Councillor Honour, who second? Councillor Campbell. Yep. Four. Against, carried.
I'm not there.
Yeah.
Is it possible that we might be able to have an additional motion, picking up on what Anthony said, that we should include some kind of information or education in either the property digest and also the rates notices in that newsletter about what is recyclable and so forth and what should go into those waste.
To help our council staff in doing all this stuff.
Oh, I mean, without even carrying a motion, I mean, we can just, with our newsletters or whatever we do, we can just, you know, even emails from you guys that say, could we put this in the newsletter this month and that type of thing? That's something we can take on.
Thank you very much.
That's not a problem.
Are you happy with that, councillor?
Yes, ma'am.
Yep, okay, thanks, Graham.
Do you want me to send you an email?
Yes.
15.4, consultation on the container refund scheme bill. There's a recommendation there that comments on the draft container refund scheme bill be forwarded to the council's environmental health officer, Bevis Armstrong, by close of business Monday the 5th of July 2021 for inclusion in the Legat submission, and that council consider nominating an area or place for container drop-off points.
If I can, through the chair, feel free for that first part of it. Happy reading, and pass those comments on. I think we're probably jumping the gun a bit to start with the where we think about we may have a drop-off point, because there's a little bit more involved in that, whether, you know, when we start talking the put the ones in and you're collecting money and giving it out, there's a lot of work to be done in that. It might suit us as a council.
Yeah.
So let's forget about number two, but yeah, please do read the first part, happy reading, send through comments.
So just drop off that second?
Yes, please.
So you want us just to note it or something, if we need to, provide comments to them if we need to.
DES would keep us up to date with the container.
Yes, yeah. So it's the first part, that comments of the draft container refund scheme bill be forwarded to council's EHO, Bev, on a close of business 5th of July for inclusion in the Legat submission. Move it, please. Councillor Honour, seconder. Councillor Bowden, for, against, carried. That was easy, Grant.
Thank you.
Dog control, 15.5.
This is just for information. This one was some time ago. This was pushed, I think, probably the instigator was the dog attacks up north on the penguins and everything. So it's just to, it's up the penalty units that if you're in charge of a dog or have a dog. So it's basically out to the maximum, isn't it?
Very good. 15.6, DES reporting. You have the planning permits. Animal control, two dogs have been impounded over the past month, and two dogs were seized by council's animal control officer.
Those seized dogs, that was a nasty incident over at Loreni, where a horse and two sheep and an eagle were attacked by two dogs. Those dogs were taken down to the Brighton vet and put down. The owners took the dogs down with the rangers. So we did our bit. Whether there's a continuation of with the owners of the pets and whatever take action, that's up to them. That's a civil matter and such. Yeah, just one of those things, unfortunately.
Yeah. And you've got the stats there for registrations, kennel licences, that looks like it. Any other questions for Graham?
I sent it to you already. Okay.
In your office. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you, Brian. Now, move it to the Works and Services.
Yeah, I'll move it.
Move it, Councillor Bailey. Second, Councillor Bowden. Welcome again, Jason. Those four, against, carried. You have the Works and Services all set out very neatly. Very good. Private works, goodness gracious, a lot of work. Casuals, work for next program for next 4 weeks. Any questions for our Works and Services manager at this stage? Councillor Archer and Aura. Who was first?
Just a couple of quick questions at this stage. Well, Harriger Road, has that stood up pretty well, like, since that bypass?
Yeah. Oh, the bypass?
Yeah, that doesn't cross enough. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I didn't think you were dry hiring here to to your staff anymore, but there's a lot in there. But have I got that wrong or?
Never changed.
Oh, yeah.
Councillor Archer.
There's a lot of employees needing gear this month.
Yep.
Well, there was a reason for that, Jason, though, wasn't there?
So some of the tree removal down there at Pelham.
Oh.
So something called.
Oh, you can take rubbish back and
took the logs, yeah.
Log back, and that's how you classify that as dry hire.
Yep.
Yeah.
Councillor Archer, you have something?
I'm just wondering, Mayor, if Jason would find it useful to have a provision in terms of casuals for casual truck drivers to fill some gaps that will occur from time to time. When council's got good trucks and we're only using one and not the dog trailer, or we've got others, if there's a gap that needs to be filled, is that already in the system?
Jason's able to use casuals whenever he needs them. There's nothing saying that he has to get my permission or anything. He can.
It's just it's not noted as something that's included in the next 4 weeks. Do we have a full gang on the trucks now, Jason? Have we got people off?
We've got one truck driver that's not here at the moment, but we've been able to fulfil the position just internally.
Right.
Still. So and it's difficult to get casual truck drivers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just for especially small amounts of small periods of work.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But we've been able to fulfil them internally.
That's great. Well, thanks for clarifying that, Linda, that Jason can do that, because it seems a shame to have the trucks here in the right weather and not be able to keep them rolling and upskilling staff to use them. Thank you.
And was the grader driver position filled?
No, it hasn't been as yet, but...
Where are you with that?
We're just about to... won't be far off doing interviews, will we?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions? Yeah?
When we get to the next items, the roadside memorial, I think I'd just like some advice from Jason Mulley, if he's still be in the room then.
Yep, 16.1, we're on to that, roadside memorial hollow tree. Would you like to speak to that? I do have a couple of comments about it as well.
Yeah,
Councillor Campbell, Councillor Bailey. So...
You might put Cassidy down too.
Cassidy down, yes, done. Okay.
I suppose, no one from council would give any approval for this to go ahead. Obviously there was the fatality there some time before it. And look, personally, I think it's probably one of those things that could, it's got potential for other motorists to have an incident there with, it's on that very sharp corner and that may tend to take people's eyes off the road and have a look at it right on that corner and, oh, what's that, and look at it. I've never seen anyone pulled up there. I've personally been driving through to have a look, but obviously, that could be a concern if that was the case, anyone decided to pull up there and have a look at it, because it is on that nasty corner and there's not a lot of room to get off there in a vehicle. Obviously poor line of sight and that, so there is the potential, I believe, for an incident to occur there.
I just had a couple of thoughts about it. One, as you notice, there are across the state, whether it be state roads or council roads, there are a lot of memorials across. You'll see flowers, even on the Booker Highway there are some, see flowers and things on the roads as in memorials on the sides. With this particular one, I'm hearing what Jason's saying, but also just nearly opposite that, there's a pullover.
Yeah, 20 metres, where I measured it this morning.
20 metres, thank you. Yeah. There is a pullover.
But that's for going towards Hatboff.
Yeah.
It is going towards
the other way.
The other thing I was thinking of coming over as well was, because it's on a white post so high, if the posts were shortened just to keep the plaque, it would still be there, but it wouldn't draw people's attention so much, take the eyes off the road.
Probably even if it wasn't white.
And if it wasn't white, another point. Mm. But that's just my thoughts, and I've got Councillor Campbell, Bailey and Cassidy. Councillor Campbell first.
Look, it's a sensitive issue, and obviously the family wanted to recognise where their family member died. But there are precedents all over, and I know there's a particular area of precedent down at Cambridge, outside a place called Brayside,
mm-hmm.
on the road between Richmond and Cambridge, where there was quite a lot of, it was a lot of coming and going and working out how best to keep those memorials. It was a site of quite a lot of accidents, but the more the memorial built up, the more accidents occurred. So whether we can talk to somewhere like Clarence Council and see how they resolve that problem, I don't know whether that would be worth having a conversation with them, or what the rules are, or whether we create our own bylaws on ongoing memorials across the municipality. It's sensitive. And we don't want to upset the family, but at the same time, we can't have memorials popping up all over the place.
Councillor Bate is next.
Yeah, well, I was just going to say, you can go anywhere over the state and you'll see it. You'll see the same thing. But if you're coming from Bothwell, let's say we're going from here over, you only catch it on the corner of your eye when you're going around the corner. It's not that you're going to pull over in the middle of the road just because you've seen that. You're around the corner before you... I don't know. But
the only thing that took my eye was when it had a blue bucket there.
Well, that's my opinion of it. It's, let's say we're going from Bothwell. You passed it before you're onto it, nearly.
Yeah.
You're not going to pull over there then and reverse back and have a look and say, what's that, are they?
No.
No, I don't know. That's just my opinion. And when you're coming the other way, you're on the opposite side of the road anyway.
Yeah.
Well, you should do.
Councillor Cassidy.
Well, I think I probably tend to agree with Andy Bassant on this. There's a safety issue, a road safety issue, first and foremost. And, I don't know what the liability for council would be if there was an accident there and, it wasn't approved or blessed or whatever. Lynn makes the point about it being painted white. Maybe we could, if we're going to keep it or persist with it, then maybe it should be painted black.
Okay.
Because I think all of the other markers are...
Essentially,
because I always notice when I drive, it's the white that catches my eye.
So it was grey.
I think that, that's something that we should... if we're going to, out of consideration for the family, keep it there, then perhaps it should be painted black in accordance with all of the other fatality markers. But Anita, pointed out that perhaps when we get more serious about bylaws, that we should include stuff like that in bylaws, because I don't think that was an item that we had mentioned or included.
Policy, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Just development policy.
Or policy.
Councillor Archer, Bowden and Paul.
Yeah, I think that actually is a national policy on markers. You see in other states they're just black markers everywhere. I think it's actually a good educational program for people to see the recording of a family member losing a loved one. And in terms of compassion and safety, we need to get the balance right.
Mm-hmm.
But there is no simple answer. But I do think as a council, to protect our interests, we need to be not supportive of it. We need to encourage people to stick with a black marker. But that doesn't mean we don't overlook it. that we don't have to enforce a policy, but we need to cover ourselves by having a policy that makes it really clear that safety has to be our first concern, in spite of the fact that we've got enormous compassion for the people who have this loss.
Councillor Bowden?
So I agree with Anthony and everybody, but I wonder, I'm sort of asking Jason, would it be possible to cut the corner? There's been a lot of accidents on that corner. I know a police car rolled and all sorts of stuff over the years. Even if we took a few metres off that corner and didn't change the seal so you could see through it, mightn't cost that much. I wonder if that can be looked at.
Certainly a lot of bad corners on
that corner. I don't think there's
that's
a lot worse.
That was for Jason to answer that question.
Between the council boundary.
You wouldn't even know.
It is. I saw it.
Can we let Jason respond?
You'd have to. You'd have to get a design done and by an engineer. not to say that the fence line's in the correct boundary either. You'd have to get a survey done. And, I mean, yeah, obviously it's achievable, but it would be at a cost.
But there's a few corners around where if you could see around the corner, you can still get around a sharp corner, but it makes it a lot safer. And I don't reckon Madden's would mind a couple of metres on that corner. And I know you've got to do all that stuff, but I think it'll be...
Okay, can I hear Councillor Poore?
Unfortunately, wherever you drive around Tasmania or Australia, you see these type of signs everywhere. How many people take notice of them to the point that they stop and actually get out of their car and have a look? Not many, if any at all.
Thanks, Jim.
That's point one. Point two, I don't think we should upset the family because I think it's an important thing for them. I think what we should do is ask them to tone down the colour of it, leave it where it is, and people will notice it as they go by. The people that are interested in particular can stop and have a look and they can pull up over the road.
Do you want to put a motion forward to that effect?
Yeah, I'm quite happy to put a motion through if Lynn wants to write something down that makes sense.
Really?
I don't know why everyone's saying anything. I haven't
heard it. Okay, we'll give it to Janet. You're on, Janet. No more training.
No more training.
Right. Okay. So Councillor Poore will move.
I'll second it.
Councillor Bailey will second that. Councillor Poore, can you give us a little bit of an
idea? That we request that the family tone down the...
Colour
to either a black or a grey. Council was quite happy for the sign, providing they do that, council was happy for the sign to stay there.
To remain there.
And leave it at that.
But not have blue buckets.
That area has to be cleaned up, yeah.
We're going to request that the family tone down to a black or grey colour, remove any other bits and pieces.
Yep.
And then we'll be happy for it to stay.
And did you need it shortened so high?
No. If the colour has changed, Mayor, I don't think that's
important. Wouldn't matter. It could be a log there.
It is an enamel. It can't be difficult. You could just paint it and get someone, Jason, to go and kick it off. Yeah,
I think the paint will
wash off. And then the paint will wash off.
So I'll
and
put that...
it'll be back to white.
All righty. I'll put that motion forward. It was moved by Councillor Poore, second by Councillor Bailey. For the motion, is there anyone against that motion? Councillor Archer is against. Anyone else against?
Can I have another motion on this topic?
I haven't been heard of it.
Sorry? What are we doing here?
Can I have another motion on this topic when you've dealt with this motion?
Oh, okay. This motion has been carried. It was moved by Councillor Poore, second by Councillor Bailey. The one against was Councillor Archer, correct?
That's right. I think we're setting a precedent there before we've developed the policy.
So... my motion was to, off the back of Anita, to develop a policy.
Yep.
And that would require talking to Clarence and a couple of other people like that. How do we deal with this?
A policy.
That's what I was going to.
Very good, Councillor Cassidy. Moved by Councillor Allwright, second by Councillor Cassidy. Develop a policy, and it should be relevant to the Highlands, obviously.
Well, just some rules around how we deal with it.
Okay, what?
Where'd you go with that,
Janet? Develop a policy on roadside memorials.
Yes, that's good.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure that with the memorial that's not too far up the road here, it's a mistake growth road, because obviously after the memorial was placed there, there was quite a lot of traffic that was pulling off the road, stopping and having a look, and that's quite a large memorial. Mm-hmm. But I'm pretty sure that family paid quite a few thousand dollars to put the actual access thing off the road from DSG.
Yeah.
That was a requirement from them.
So
that was like $5,000 or $6,000 to put the access in.
That motion was moved by Councillor Wright, second by Councillor Cassidy, that develop a policy. Those for that motion. Is there any against the motion? No? Good. Councillor Arnie, you had your hand.
There is also a sign out, and it's on a lot of country roads, what's around the next corner. There's one on Watermana Road, as you just hit up Watermana Road. like to think what's around the next corner.
Those, just I suppose a bit of history too, and those black, you used to see the black guideposts that marked a fatality spot.
That's right.
That was a program from the Department of State, that's finished now, but that was a program that they had, and then, yeah, they used to ask the family then if they'd like a guidepost in place of the spot, and then that normally used to stay there for 12 months or 2 years, and then they'd ask the takeaway after that. But that program's finished now.
Yeah. So that motion, was there anyone against that particular motion to develop the policy? That motion was carried.
Rain for you, Jason, to think up.
Councillor Bowden, any questions for Jason before he goes?
Just, would it be possible to look into how much it would cost to take a bit off the corner?
Now, or to, as in, I mean...
You would have to, next year's budget.
Or next year, or what's that?
Sometime.
Yep.
Would that need...
Anything's possible, yeah, for sure.
You would need to put a motion forward.
Oh, could I put a motion forward that Jason investigate the cost of minimum costing to cut the corner, possibly not the road, but just cut the corner for the vision?
Yeah, okay. So just to improve the line of sight.
Improve line of sight.
Line of sight for that corner. Leave the road where it is.
Yeah.
Just to, yeah. Okay.
Did you second that? No.
Yeah.
You did.
You'll go with that.
My will.
Okay. How'd you go with that, General? Could you read it, please?
When do I?
I reckon it's already been somewhere.
Can we hear Janet, please?
Just wonderful.
Could we hear Janet, please?
The works manager invests the cost to improve the line of sight at the said corner.
Moved by Councillor Bowden, second by Councillor Bailey. Those for that motion. Is there anyone against it? That is carried. Thank you. Thank you, Works and Services Manager.
Okay. Madam Mayor?
Yes.
Thanks, I'm going to have to excuse myself. Okay.
Oh, that's correct. Good luck with all that. Okie dokie. 17 is administration. 17.1 is the remissions under delegation. The following remissions have been made by the General Manager under delegation. 25.12 penalty, 59.60 penalty, 14.50 penalty, that the remissions granted by the General Manager under delegation be noted. Councillor Honour, Councillor Bailey, for, against, that is carried. 17.2 is the financial hardship assistance model policy. The council approved policy 2022-0207 financial hardship assistance model policy. May I have a mover? Councillor Honour, Councillor Campbell. For, against, that is carried. Have we got two councillors in the room?
Just a question on the language of the policy.
Language?
The language, and it basically says, Lou, that the commercial hardship provisions, in other words, this does not apply to other ratepayers who are experiencing hardship due to COVID-19. Well, I'm just reading that.
It's two separate policies.
Right.
17.1.
So the first one's a COVID-19 one, and then the second one's a normal.
Second one's for commercial properties.
Right. Unrelated to COVID necessarily. Due to COVID-19, it says, no, they're still COVID.
Yeah, they're both COVID. But
right.
Yeah.
So there's two separate policies.
Yeah.
Either way, there's a...
One's particularly...
There's a potential for people with hardship, no matter what their circumstances. Yeah. Good, thank you.
So that was 17.2 we just moved, yes, by Councillor Onan and second by Councillor Campbell. That was carried. Now we're on 17.3, policy number 202058, commercial addendum to financial hardship assistance model policy. That's a recommendation that council approve that policy number, the commercial addendum to financial hardship assistance policy. Mover, please. Councillor Bowden, Councillor Archer, second. Those for, against, That is carried. 17.4, Emergency Services Medal Nominations. Council may wish to consider the nomination of an eligible person for the Emergency Services Medal as nominations close on the 31st of July 2021. Yes, Councillor Campbell.
I remember discussing this last year, and I think from memory, because SES is different to the Volunteer Fire Brigade, different to the Volunteer Agents, but I think is Nathan Ransley.
He's not SES.
He used to be, but he's not anymore, I think.
I think he used to be.
I think Ellendale used to be SES, but now it's not.
I can't believe he ever was, but...
Oh.
Because he's been TAS Fire, so TFS, and now he's Community, whatever he is. I don't ever think he's been SES.
Councillor.
SES, one of the problems is, SES, so who's that fella down at Bushy Park back in the day?
Yeah.
He was always down there. Said his name, I remember. And then the only other SES one is up at Bronte.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Who's that up at Bronte?
So I don't know anyone.
I know a guy at Brighton.
That's out of our area. Councillor Paul.
Being as we've been fortunate in the last 12 months and not had to have any outstanding members of the community perform emergency services, I would suggest that we don't nominate anybody this year.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to.
No. Yeah, no, I don't think we should.
Well, we don't know anyone by the sound of things.
George Rumley, yeah.
George Rumley.
Oh. Yeah, yeah, like him.
But we haven't got anyone in the Central Highlands that comes to mind, have we?
Yeah, but he's outside here. Yeah. Is he still around?
Yeah,
okay. Still
there? Yeah, he's now on the
board. Yeah. So I think it was for discussion. We've discussed it.
Yeah.
Okay.
We didn't resolve it though, did we?
Well,
we've only discussed it.
We're not nominating anybody, are we?
There's no one come to mind that councils wish to nominate, is that correct? Okay. 17.5, the proposed bicentenary of the township of Bothwell. You've seen quite a bit, Adam's done quite a bit of work on this one. You would have had plenty of information. It basically comes to a recommendation with 4 points. 1 point was that a working group be set up to work through the concept plan. This working group be chaired by the Mayor with two other councillors, the General Manager, Deputy General Manager, Works Manager, Senior Administration Officer, Community Development Officer, one position there, Senior Admin Officer and Planning, Member from the Central Highlands Visitor Centre, Member from the Bothwell History Society, Member from the Australasian Golf Museum, Member from Bothwell Tourism Association, excuse me, Member from Bothwell Lions Club, and 4 committee members. That was the first number one.
So that's about a football team.
That's almost a football team, but we do need all these reps to include them, and there have been, for your information, there has been community members interested as well. 2, the 2021-22 Bicentenary Concept Plan prepared by Beth Poore and Keith Alcock be referred to the working group for consideration of a weekend bicentenary event. 3, that the working group consider if the weekend bicentenary event should be held over the weekend of the 19th and 20th of February 2022 to coincide with a planned vintage car exhibition if regional tourism bushfire recovery grant funding is approved by Austrade, if that's correct. 4, that council allocate $10,000 in the 2021 budget for a weekend bicentenary in 2022, which we already have, I believe. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes. And that the theme for Bushfest 2022 is Bicentenary Bothwell. that recommendation. May I have a mover?
Yes.
Moved by Councillor Bailey. Seconder.
I'm on the committee.
It'd be better if someone else did, yeah.
I'm happy to support all this, but I wonder whether we should, before we vote on it, whether there's a... Well, I need to develop some understanding of why, whether we can sort of integrate it more with Bushfest to defray some of the costs. See, I believe Adam put in for a $30,000 grant. If we don't get that, that cost will land back to the ratepayer. So I'm wondering, you know, should we be discussing whether we can put some more events at this year's Bushfest or next year's Bushfest, just integrate them a bit more.
Well, it'd have to be next year's because it's a centenary year next year.
Next year. So, I mean, just open it up for discussion, Mayor, because, like, there's some good good projects here, but the cost of it could land significantly to the ratepayer.
Yeah.
Is there something we can do at Bushfest to...
Through the Mayor, the likelihood of us getting the 30,000 grand is pretty low if we go with the February dates. That's due close to when they want to finalise the grant. If we did go with Bushfest 2021 this year as a prelim for a bicentennial, and then we did do a weekend event in 22, we could probably try to sell them the grant, that we get the grant to help Bushfest as well to make it bigger in 2021, but we wouldn't be able to use the $30,000 in for the weekend of grant unless we go and have it. They're reluctant to give us the money for that weekend event, but I'm thinking if we did it with Bushfest, because there's a lot more management of Bushfest, but we can't use Bushfest 2022, because they won't give it, they won't let us use that, because that's after the date that they need to have the grant finalised. So that's something council needs to consider. They might want to consider that if they want to use the naming event for this year as the bicentenary for Boffle, but I don't know, that's up to council.
Should we consider another recommendation that the...
Oh, what I'm saying, just forget about the 30,000.
So you're
going to come up with either 40 grand in 2022 to do a big event, or do a small event around $5,000.
You need to find out what events you're having, and you'll cost each of those events out. So you'll eventually come with to a figure that you require. Mm-hmm. I haven't looked through them. Mm-hmm. I don't think a lot of those are going to require a lot of dollars.
Well, the mural, for example, the discussion there, who's got to stump up the money for that? Is elders or
Councillor?
They wouldn't, so... But anyway,
that's why you
effectively
have...
what I'm saying is, should we have another point five, that the working group investigate ways of integrating the events with Bushfest, for
Yeah, you could have that as a five.
Yeah, that's what I'm just suggesting.
Councillor Honour, we'll put that in as a five, and Councillor Honour, what was your comment?
Right. No one's got the exact date. Some of the history says it's 1821, and some says 1822.
Yeah.
So no one's got
it's
the...
It's imprecise, isn't it?
Yeah, the exact date. Yeah, most of it is not going to cost a lot to be done.
Well, there's still waiting the 40,000 come from.
Sorry, what was that 0.5, Councillor?
Oh, well, just at the working group. What are you going to call themselves? The football team, working group.
Yeah.
Consider ways to integrate their activities with Bushfest.
Bushfest 22.
Well,
it'd have to be 22 because
it's getting on to
sorry?
Yeah.
Too far in the year now for
probably this year.
This year.
Yeah, Bushfest. A bit late for this year. That's what you're saying. So 2022.
There's nothing saying that this committee can't seek some sponsorship for some of these events.
And seek sponsorship for events. So,
okay.
Yeah, make that as a number five.
How'd you go with that, Janet?
The working group investigated options to integrate their activities with the Bushfest 2022 and seek sponsorship.
Yep, that was moved by Councillor Bailey, seconded by Councillor Bowden.
No.
You didn't second it?
Not this, not the one Jim's just said.
All right, well, we'll take you off.
No, not the one Jim said.
The one before was talking about.
It was all of them.
An additional five, number five.
Additional five.
Yeah, an addition, so we've got the four.
I actually don't want to see it combined with Bushfest.
We didn't say it was going to be combined, did we?
No, I just said to integrate some events with Bushfest to defray some of the cost.
So are you with it or with not, Councillor Bowden?
No, I lost it. Sorry.
So are you seconding it? Second? No?
No, I think I'd like to see it. When
I had Councillor Bowden said.
Get sponsorship.
But ultimately, even the working group may well decide.
So that's in there. So are you second?
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, okay, back to move Councillor Bailey, second Councillor Bowden. Those for the motion, all those five steps, those against.
So what are we voting on, the four?
The four, five. One, two, three, four, five is the recommendation.
Oh, that five was the one I put up, yeah.
Yeah.
The fifth one, yeah, I'll vote for that.
Okay, none against?
Yeah, I'll vote for a lot of them.
Carried. That was easy.
So there's five now. That's two separate motions.
No, you did the last point.
Yes. I have a question.
To do with that or?
To do with the whole thing, yes.
Okay. So
the football team, do we have to decide who the councillors are in that working group?
Well, the Central Highlands Visitor Centre would be, the chair would be Councillor Honour, wouldn't it? Yes. Yeah. So the two councillors, who was interested in being the two councillors?
I'm happy to be involved, but I'm not on the
councillor. But is on the committee as well.
So Councillor Cassidy and Campbell, is council happy with that?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Can we have an extra three, then we can have a football team?
It's nearly lunchtime, let's keep moving. Okay, well we'll just note the Councillor Cassidy and Campbell are the two other councillors.
Can I just be like, yes, we've only had one meeting about this.
Yep.
And that was the last month. We've got another meeting tomorrow.
Oh, have you? Okay. So
we go, we'll have this cleaned up for lunch.
Yeah, because we wanted another meeting after this come to council.
Yep.
So that, there's bits and pieces that have got to be finalised and everything.
Yep.
That could take time to be done.
Yep.
So, and that's why we said, no, we'll have another meeting tomorrow.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I mean, you're chair of this new committee there, so it's up to you for your meeting when you're
All righty. 17.6, Local Government Association of Tasmania Annual Conference. This is one that I always attend, and so does the general
manager. I'll move that, Mayor.
Thank you. Moved by Councillor Paul. Second by Councillor Honour. Is there any other councillors interested in going to the conference? Because accommodation and meals have to be paid for. We've been booked in 2 years for the conference.
Where is it up north, is it?
No.
Okay, so it was moved by Councillor Paul, second by Councillor Honour. Those four, any against?
I rest mine.
Carried. Proposal for a rural and regional art gallery in Tasmania. That was the discussion. So it's talking about there's a potential for a home base in Campbelltown in the town hall there. Mm. If you like this approach for art in the country.
It would benefit for Campbelltown or Ross.
We can develop our own
later day. I'm not confident ratepayers at Waiatina would do much better.
No, I don't think they would either. 17.8, community donation. Oh, this is the one I asked to be requested, that council consider donating the common ground. On Friday the 28th of May, the cricket legend David Boone Also Tim Payne was there. It was quite a good weekend of golf. I was guest speaker, invited as for council, as mayor. And I would just hope that council donates something. This is for the homeless. It's a very worthy cause. You know, you've got kids under 15 that are homeless. And we supposedly donated the last time, but we couldn't find out how much and where. So I don't think it went through at all. I think it was discussed in a council meeting.
Well, yeah, I remember we moved up, but we passed a motion that we did give to his charity.
We did donate some money.
I thought we did, but council have not got any record or receipt.
Do you know how much they want? 500, 1,000 or what?
As much as you can, 500 probably.
Oh, 100,000 in the community grant budget.
So I'd be interested to have someone move the council.
Put a figure on it. You put a figure on the test before.
I'm sorry, we've done that.
We've done it in previous, this is a new...
What did
we say
is
last?
$750
time?
Too much, not enough?
I think we give them 500, didn't we?
I reckon 750 sounds good.
750,
yeah.
750? Yeah.
Okay.
So, Councillor...
Okay.
I'll move that we give Common Ground $750.
I'll second.
Got Councillor Bailey thumbing me at the moment.
Go, mate.
How do we find out if...
Poor or Bailey?
Oh, no, it doesn't matter.
No,
no. Draw straws. Who is it, Poor or Bailey?
He wants me to have it, so I'll take it.
Poor?
Yeah.
Okay, so it was moved by Councillor Campbell, second by Councillor Poor. The council donated $750 to the Common Ground charity fundraiser. And I think that's through Ratho Farm. You get the contacts for the accounts. It goes into an account. And I did say that council were very supportive of Common Ground. So council got quite a good write-up at that event. Thank you. Anyone against that? No, that is carried. New Job Tasmania Hub Brighton. Now, I think I had a little chat to do.
This evolved out of... Lockie West, he runs the shearing training in the state, and I'm talking to him, he rang me up, and sort of started throwing around a few ideas about how council could maybe help support someone to go into the shearing industry through our community grants program. Anyway, I talked, this is off agenda, to Anita and Adam at the audit panel meeting, and Adam reminded me of what this jobs hub thing to me, because the problem of shearer training, the staff across the whole municipality are hard to get. It's not so much just shearers are hard to get or shed hands, it's farm workers or forestry workers or shop hands. So the Adam mentioned about the job hub down there. So Adam might like to add something, which council contributes to.
It's the workforce development officer now. Anthony Pollen's going to come to our council.
Yeah, so that's where it's landed. And what I'd like to is if he could come and this Lockie West could come and get them talking to one another as well. So
we've already got him on the list.
So yeah. You need to invite
him. Could we invite Lockie West to
that? You've got to do
that. Yeah, I've got his contact details.
And I understand Anthony's had discussions with some shearing contractors about trying to get shearers trained.
Yeah.
And there it seems to be that if you're training a shearer, you've got to have someone standing with them. So while you're teaching them, you're not earning money yourself. That seems to be one issue that has come up
range
the shearing contractors. Yeah. So it's not as easy as what
Nothing's easy, but we have to do something. There might be something council can help.
Anthony, he's very good.
So. We both talk, if we get them talking to one another.
Both of them together.
Yeah.
both of them together, maybe invite them for morning tea, or maybe just and they can have a presentation. And hopefully we can land the agenda that, you know, we can have a good half an hour, like instead of have them both talking. Anyway, let's see what the agenda looks like.
We've got three people. We had three people, and I mentioned to the general manager about Lockie this morning, so she's put him in as well. So we've got three.
Well, hopefully we can have, you know, because finding staff not only for shearing and shed work, but all farms, you know, all staff is difficult. So, there's a good capture area down there.
How would that connect with AWI, for example, funding shearing training?
Well, yeah, but there's lots of other layers. AWI fund it, but there's finding sheep to do with that. There's finding, you know, there's all these other layers.
Someone that will pay for training for them, is it?
No, AWI fund shearer training. So the farmer gets the sheep shorn for nothing, but it's slower because they've got all these learners there. But there's other problems with retention where the learner went through a school in February up the Midlands there, and there's 12 in the school, but only two, this is just last month, there's only two that were continuing. So retention is a problem. So, you know, I'm hopeful that council might be able to, use this community grant program to subsidise someone to go to these schools, or, or buy a bit of gear or something like that.
Does that include wool classing and things like that?
Well, that's a separate stream parallel, but not really. That's more of a professional, wool classing is a professional sort of qualification. So one of the things that Locke is talking about is getting shearers and shearing contractors to recognise that shearing is actually a professional skill, so they can get recognised by banks when they want to borrow some money, the shearers, but the shearing contractors have to put them on as permanents or permanent part-time. So there's a whole range of things that have to line up to improve our prospects, but it's a whole of industry approach.
Good words. So we are inviting Anthony and Lockie both together at the next meeting.
Yeah, and I've got Lockie's phone number, which I'll give to Lynn afterwards.
Yep. Any more discussion on that? No, all good. 17.10, Brooks Motorsport, community grant application. Council received a community grant application from Brooks Motorsport and Mr. Daniel Brooks. A copy of the community grant application is included in the attachments.
Can I speak to it now?
Yes, you can.
I saw that there hadn't been an amount added in terms of the request, and so I couldn't get hold of Mr. Brooks. I spoke to his father, Michael, and said, thanks very much for the application, but how much was being sought? And apparently he'd previously been given the grant from council of $500 to attend closer events, but this one's in the Northern Territory.
Yeah.
So I think they're thinking somewhere in the terms, more than $500, if that's what we would consider, but they deliberately left it to council's discretion. The quantum is up to us, but we had apparently given them $500 previously, and because this is the Northern Territory, we're hoping a bit more now. Is it something we wish to support at all, and if it is, to what extent?
I was thinking $500.
I think it should be well and truly supported. It's one of our locals, isn't it?
He's done very well for himself. We should be very proud of what he's achieved.
And didn't he have his car at Bushfest for display as a freebie for us?
Yes.
It has bottle on it, doesn't it?
Yes.
Can I get a motion forward that we donate $750?
Motion 750.
More than that. 1,000. You want to go 1,000?
I'm
happy to go
1,000. Your motion, Councillor Porter.
Go 1,000.
Okay, Councillor Porter.
I'll second that.
Second by Councillor Bailey. $1,000 to Daniel Brooks. Okay.
On condition he brings his car to Agfest.
We could ask him nicely to bring his car along.
And that he win the event.
And wish him all the best.
Because if he does win, it's going to be, they'll come, you know, be on the news.
Everyone in Northern Territory becoming possible.
He could take some little Central Highland stickers along, that wouldn't be a problem, would it?
No, no, he certainly seems to be able to use...
I think he does anyway, to be perfect.
He does do us proud.
I heard he did. Yeah. So that's $1,000 moved by Councillor Paul, second by Councillor Bailey. Anyone against that motion? That motion is carried.
That's good.
Very good. 17.11, projects for the National Water Grid Fund. Council may wish to consider any relevant projects for this new fund. Have you got anything to say about that, Deputy General Manager?
No.
No?
I note the closing date was the 14th of June.
Yesterday.
Yep.
So I reckon...
There's another live stream, though, that comes in.
Is there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
understand what kind of things it meant.
But... It's sort of a bit confusing what it's all about, because, you know, like, does it run parallel with the, TAS irrigation TAS thing?
I didn't understand.
My understanding is that businesses can't apply, that districts can or groups can. So it's not something that two businesses could, it needs to be a group. Application for
sort
all this funding.
Like a community.
That sort of thing, absolutely. I'm thinking there's lots of areas where we as a council could be tapping into this, but you know, we're dealing with TAS Water, that's all. I probably should update people on what's going on with TAS Water again, but again, you know, it's just a shambles when you've got TAS Water and TAS Irrigation not speaking to one another at all. It just makes it difficult to get projects that could be very helpful to the whole community up.
Could we get our Deputy General Manager to find out a little bit more about the future rounds, further rounds that may come along?
Absolutely.
Let's have a look.
And bring back to Council, I think that'd be...
Guy Barnett's certainly pushing it, he's looking to trust and other people to promote it.
Yep. Mm. So, can you do that for us, Adam?
It might be something else, I might have confused it. Yeah.
Without knowing more, when you first read it, you think, well, they haven't given us time to do it, so it's like a...
It's
a collective offer,
which is a bit...
Mm.
Yep.
So if we find out more about it and Adam brings that back to Council, we'll be ahead of the game, hopefully.
For the next one.
It's probably completed in a 2-year time frame.
Mm. Yeah, it's just not long either, really.
No. Well, this thing, Adelaide Echo, they're talking 7 years, 5 to 7 years to get into it.
Yeah, so no time to plan it and no time to do it.
We don't need a motion for that, do we? No.
But they're only offering 50 cents on the dollar.
Yeah. Okay, well Adam will bring something back for us. 17.12, End of Life Choices, Voluntary Assisted Dying Act 2021. Mike Gaffney's written to the Mayor and General Manager regarding End of Life Choices, Voluntary Assisted Dying Act 2021, which received Royal Assent on the 22nd of April 2021.
Mayor.
Council may wish to consider holding an event in the next 3 months. Yes.
A couple of quick things, but on that previous one, just a thought, why don't we apply for, ask Adam to talk to TAS Irrigation about the cost of a tap out of the Southern Highland scheme, because they're saying one of the big obstacles is, oh gosh, no, they can't give us water for the township because it costs a lot to put a tap in now. Why don't we get a quote from the TAS Irrigation what it would cost Council for a tap and apply for it, and then we'll try and fund the other half somewhere else. But that's just a suggestion of how we could put something in this year. I'm sure that they'll accept applications till Friday. A couple of phone calls and we can get an application in just to allow TAS Water or whoever in the Council to access water from the Southern Highlands.
Yep, no problem.
Just a suggestion. And in terms of the next one that we're discussing, the assisted dying, I needed to declare that my daughter provided assistance to the upper house in regard to this, so I've got a pecuniary interest here. But I don't think I need to leave anything, but just that I've had some involvement with this.
Okay. Thank you for that. Councillor, all right, you had your hand up.
Oh, no, I just, which I'll talk to a councillor after the lunch about, because there's some issues with the Midland scheme. We tried to get them to put a tap in to keep Crescent full.
Mm.
At Lake Sorrel.
They wouldn't, oh, Sorrel's, and they wouldn't even think about that.
They said that the Riverside Trust actually offered to put in ponds to filter the water because you couldn't combine the galaxies from Arthur's Lake with the ones from Lake Trestle. Oh, yeah, I've been involved with it. But this one's simple because it's just, it's already potable water.
Basically. Yeah.
So you've taken that on board, Adam?
Oh, yeah, I've talked to Jason. Yes, yeah, it's on my
way. So. I'm happy to help with that.
Yep. Thank you. We're back to the end of life choice at 17.12. Council may wish to consider holding an event in the next 3 months.
What event?
He wants to come and, it looks like he'd like to come and talk to us about what it's all about, but I'm not sure. Do we need that?
An information session. Oh, I thought that was, I've got Tracy Turrali written here as my notes. I would have thought it was more in her area.
Yeah, I would have thought so too.
Well, I thought Mike Gaffney is doing a bit of a road show
about
it. That's what the impression I got.
Why couldn't he go with Hatch or Tracy or someone? Because Tracy has her groups, which are older people anyway, normally, to have different sessions, community.
I was under the impression he wanted to come to speak to us as councillors, but I might
have
opportunity, yeah, would like to offer the opportunity to our community and
community. So I think it's in our community.
If he wants to do that, he should organise it himself, perhaps.
Yeah.
So perhaps we hand it over to Tracy, I think. What do you think? What's council think around the table?
Pass Tracy's number on to Mike Gaffney.
So we pass Tracy's number on.
It's sort of like a government thing. There's nothing council can really do here. Mm. And he already states that he, in February 2020, so that was not this February, just gone one previously, he presented information forums in all 29 local government areas, so that includes us. Oh. So we're,
I do remember him coming up here to the hall, but I didn't go to it, but I remember there was something on.
Anyway, we'll pass it on to Tracy.
Just pass it on, but I don't
I think it's more in her field.
I don't think Tracy should be that interested in having a forum.
17.13, Health Action Team, Central Highlands, Community Grant Application. The grant request is for 2,500. Is that right?
2,000. Two of them.
There's two separate ones.
One's for the meal delivery program. There's two different grants.
Two grants.
Sure. So the meal delivery program is run by the Health Action Team, and it is an absolutely fantastic program of delivering meals to people in need, and not just people in need, but it's a great service. It is also supporting the Jordan River service down at Bridgewater. That's where the meals come from. And to have this service available to the Central Highlands residents, to know that they can get a decent meal at a reasonable cost, I think we, as part of our health and wellbeing program, I think that a $2,000 grant to support the program is worthwhile. That's my thought.
Before that, Councillor, can we go back to 17.13, the first grant?
Yeah,
that's the first aid one.
That was for the two first aid courses in the Central Highlands for 15 to 20 participants per course. So that was $2,500. And then we have the meal one, which you spoke to.
Yeah.
So we'll go, say 17.13, may I have a mover, please? Councillor Bowden?
I actually think it'd be reasonable for participants to pay something as well. I reckon it's fantastic to get that, but I think, like if I sent half my staff in or something, I'm paying a certain amount per...
Pip told me I declared a conflict of interest, but there's no money coming into Pip. But it's actually significantly government supported, and Anita might be able to help me,
and the money was there so they can, they wanted some money so they can keep some ongoing ones.
Yep.
So is that, have I got that right, Anita?
I'm not sure about that, but I think there are...
Because the ones they're doing now have got the money. They've got a government's support for the ones they've got now. It's to do the one next year or the year after. So I'm a bit unsure about this one.
I think... Personally. Yeah, I'm not sure whether the $2,500 will cover the costs of it all. So there may be some outstanding costs. So if, for example, business is sent there. Mm. I know in the past that has happened. Yep. There have been courses run and those businesses that sent participants contributed something. So, yeah, I think... And the more people that can be trained in the Central Highlands in basic first aid is an asset to the community. Yeah.
So back to, was you moving a motion, Councillor Bowden?
Yeah, okay, yeah. I'll support it.
You'll support it. So it's moved by Councillor Bowden, second by Councillor Bailey. Do you second Councillor Bailey? Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's for $2,500 for the, to provide two first aid courses in the Central Highlands for 15, 20 participants per course. Well, that's good. That's about 40 people, isn't it? Hmm. Those for the motion? Is there anyone against it? That is carried. Now we're on to the meals one, Councillor Campbell. And that's for $2,000 to provide meal delivery program within the Central Highlands. How long is that for?
It's to support it for the next 12 months.
You'll move that. And second by Councillor Poor, moved by Councillor Bailey. Second by Councillor Poor.
No supplementaries.
Those four? Any against? That is carried. I don't believe we have any supplementaries. And would you believe we can close at 11:55 and lunch is 12:30.